Hey, you sexy social marketing chicks! Here's the million-dollar question.
How do network marketing ladies like us grow our businesses without being spammy AF and still find time to be a mom, a wife, an entrepreneur, aka all the things? That's what this podcast is going to answer. At 29, I was able to leave my full-time teaching job. And at 30, I hit the top 1% of my company. And now I'm here to give you a no BS training so that you can break through your plateau and blow up this industry like a boss. I'm Tracy Loggard, and you're tuning in to me, that social marketing chick. Hello! You gorgeous people. Oh, I am so excited about this Diet Coke I have right now. I have been trying my damnedest to not drink Diet Cokes because I know they're straight poison. I know that. I am aware, and yet I just love them. And so I just keep drinking them. It's been a hot minute, though, since I've had one. I'm very, very proud of myself, okay? I have not had one. I've been drinking water. My body like went into shock for a few days because they were like, water? Like, what is this? Like, it was completely confused. And I was really proud of myself. But you know what? Today just felt like a Diet Coke kind of day. And I got one and I'm drinking it. And it's amazing. It's amazing, guys. I hope you're having a fantastic day. I hope you're having a Diet Coke day as well. Not saying that you should be drinking Diet Coke. You probably really should not be. I'm just saying, I hope that you're having a day that is as awesome as this Diet Coke. So, guys, what am I talking about today? I need to get on task here. Let's see, where are we at? Okay, so here's what we're talking about today. And the reason why this got brought up is because I've been doing a lot of changes here lately, obviously I do the same thing that I always do in my network marketing, but I kind of have been, trying to do a lot more things. You know, I do this podcast. I've been trying to kind of look at YouTube. I've been trying to kind of do some different avenues just to see. And guys, I actually even purchased a TikTok course so that I could try to learn that hot mess of a platform. Not that I'm even going to really be using it. I have no idea. I don't know anything about it. And that's me. That's just the type of person that I am. I feel like I like to know. I may not ever use it. I don't know. I feel like I should. It's definitely a strong pull that I need to be on TikTok, that as an entrepreneur, you need to kind of be looking at TikTok, even though you look at it and you're like, oh my God, it's just a bunch of 12-year-olds dancing to hip hop music. No, there's other things on there too. And it could be a good traffic driver, but that's not what this is about. This is not about TikTok. I'm just saying that I have been looking at other avenues of other things. And so what this has done is this has made my schedule a little bit wonky, right? Like the normal things that I do on routine every single day have been a little bit thrown off. And that's kind of been throwing off. If my day is thrown off, it's kind of been throwing off my entire week. And that kind of made me think, like, I cannot be the only network marketer, the only entrepreneur that has this issue, right? Like if you're in online business, like it doesn't matter who you are. Sometimes it can feel like you're just doing a lot. You're doing a lot and you're showing up on social media and you're trying to, you know, handle the back end of stuff too, like writing copy and writing emails and like doing all the things. And you just kind of get to a point where you feel like you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off, but you're still not really getting everything done that you need to get done. Like, do you guys feel that way? I mean, I know you can't answer me because this is a podcast. This is why I like my live trainings. I like the interaction. I like when people can answer me and be like, hell yeah, or no, I have no idea what you're talking about. Guys, it can feel that way as an entrepreneur, as an online business owner, especially when you haven't gotten to the point where you can outsource yet. Guys, I'm going to tell you, if you ever get to a financial point where you can get a virtual assistant that can help you do some of these things, even if it's just something as simple as, you know, helping you with your social media or whatever, or writing emails or whatever, if you can do that, if you get to a place where you can do that, like, do that. Totally totally do that. It's so friggin' helpful. I can't even tell you how friggin' helpful it is. But if you're not at that point yet, you don't necessarily have to be. Because there's, I'm going to give you a couple of tips, things that have helped me to be able to get my life in order and get my days straight so it doesn't completely screw up the whole rest of my week as well. I kind of restructured some things to help me get everything done. So I wanted to share with you guys because I know that I cannot be the only one that is in online business, that is working for yourself, that is in network marketing, that kind of feels like you have all of these things to get done and you just, there's just not enough hours in the day, right? And you're not at that point yet where you can outsource. So here is what I do. Here's what I've done that has helped me so tremendously and really has helped me to stop with the squirrel moments, right? And basically what I've done is I've blocked out days. Like I look at my calendar and I do every single day has a specific thing that I'm going to do on that day. I label each day, okay? And here's why. When I talk about squirrel moments, I am really, really bad about, and you may be too, I'm really, really bad about, I start on something, right? I start on, maybe I've started on writing copy. Maybe I've started on writing, content for social media. And my head's in the game. I'm like just writing away. I'm like coming up with all these ideas and it's just flowing. And then my phone goes off and I task switch and I go to something else. And then when I try to go back to that other thing, the first thing I was doing, the copywriting, I cannot do it. I cannot get my brain back into the space where I was prior to doing the other thing, right? Nothing will kill your flow faster than task switching, you guys. Like, for real. Your brain has to adjust. And you ever feel that brain fog? Like when you do task switch, when you're doing one thing and then you have to do something else. Moms know exactly what I'm talking about. Because you could be sitting down and you could be flowing and doing the work and doing the do. And then your kid is like, Mom, like I need you to wipe my butt or whatever. I mean, that's real life, guys. If you have a, 2 or 3 year old or whatever. And they're like, if you have any kid that is like in that potty training moment, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like they will call you from the other end of the house or whatever, just screaming your name because they need you to wipe their ass. Okay. That's just real talk. And you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. Like if you're a mom and you've gone through this, you know what I'm talking about. That's task switching. That is like, and if you have small kids, obviously there's nothing you can do about that. You have to go assist your children. Okay. But I'm just saying it kills your flow, right? And you kind of try to go back to what it was that you were doing and your brain, you're kind of like in this brain fog. It's because your brain has to adjust to the task at hand. Okay, you have to give your brain a moment. And then whenever you do start on something and you are in that flow, it just seems so easy, right? And you want to keep that. You want to keep that flow. You want to stay in that task for as long as you can until you're done, right? You want to avoid task switching as much as possible. So what I do, certain days are for certain things, right? So like one day I'll have just like a bunch of coaching calls. I schedule all of my calls on this one day, okay? And then like another day is like for podcast stuff. And then another day is for recording trainings for my team, and et cetera, right? So every single day is something. So here's what my week looks like. Guys, do not feel like you have to do the exact same things that I do because obviously this is tailored to me and my business and my team and their needs and all of that stuff, okay? And please, please understand, please know that I am not perfect, okay? This is my plan. This is what I have written down in my calendar to do. Does it always work out perfectly? No. No, it doesn't because I'm a mom of 2 small children. Like, it's not always going to be. I mean, the one is in school. My daughter is in school all day long. She's in kindergarten now. I don't even know how the hell that even happened, but she's in kindergarten now. She's in school full time. So I don't necessarily have to worry about that. But my boy is still at home for half of the day. So, you know, I'm not perfect. This doesn't always happen exactly the way that I plan it out. I try my damnedest, though, to make this work out in a certain way. But please know that if for some reason you skip a day or it just doesn't get done or whatever, give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. If you don't, you're going to start to get overwhelmed. You do not want to overwhelm yourself trying to catch up and trying to like do all the things because you're human. Okay. So give yourself grace. Stick with it as best you can. And then when you get derailed, it's like, just give yourself grace, guys. You don't want to feel like you're scrambling. So try to stick to this as best as you can. But if for some reason you do get derailed, like don't get in that spiral of, oh my God, I'm never going to catch up. So I may as well just stop doing everything altogether. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, don't get in that spiral. Okay. Give yourself grace. This is just an outline, but here is what has been helping me personally. Okay. So on Mondays is mostly content creation. And I also do an opportunity call for my network marketing company. I do an opportunity call every single Monday night. If you ever want to hear what it is that I do, feel free to reach out to me and come to that call. But I do all of my content creation on Mondays, okay? And that is social media posts. That's writing podcasts. That's, you know, writing blog posts. That's writing emails. That's anything that has to do with creating the content that I need to run my business. I do all of that on Mondays. And what I do is luckily my husband is super, super supportive and he's just fantastic. And so he will like take the kids and they'll like go in the other room or they'll go do whatever. And I have like a block of time where I just, you know, pop my earbuds in, I start jamming to some music and I just like crank out some content like a crazy person. And I love it. I love those days. I love writing. I just love it. So I love Mondays. So Mondays is all of my content creation. That's when I do all of my writing and I don't do anything else. And it helps me so much with the ideas flowing and all of that kind of stuff. On Tuesdays is where I do like, I create trainings, I create, you know, freebies for That Social Marketing Chick, my brand. I create freebies for that. I create, it's where I write like my live trainings for my pages, my website, all that kind of stuff. That is when I create my trainings and my freebies. The stuff that I give to you guys for free, the live trainings that I do, all that stuff happens on Tuesdays. And that comes from, I try to go through all the feedback that I get, I always like to tailor my stuff based on what you guys need, what you guys are looking for, right? You should always be, anything you create for your audience should be based on what your audience wants, right? So I always take a look at the feedback. I always take a look at all the things you guys say to me, the comments, the emails, the messages, like all the stuff. I take a look at all of that stuff and I say, okay, what do they need right now? What training do they need? What will help them with their businesses? And that's what I create on Tuesdays, okay? And then Wednesdays is coaching calls. So I'll do one-on-one coaching calls. I have a coaching group with my downline. I have two separate small coaching groups with my downline. I do those on Wednesdays. So anything that has to do with me, like getting on Zoom calls and all that stuff, I'll crank all of that out on Wednesdays, okay? Thursdays is all about podcast recording. So I will sit down and I will batch. I have written some podcasts on the Monday, the prior Monday. So now all I have to do is record, schedule, edit, that kind of stuff. And all of that happens on Thursdays. Thursdays is just podcast day. And then Friday is for filming. So guys, it may come as a shock to you, but I don't wear makeup and like get all dolled up and everything every single day. Like, I don't really know of a single human in my circle that does. And if you do, congratulations. Like, that's a lot of work. But I don't. So Fridays is a day that is specifically for filming, okay? So if I am doing like makeup tutorials or, you know, something related to my Instagram, tutorials on Instagram, or any kind of fun stuff like that, IGTV videos, anything like that. Any kind of filming or photos. I usually try to take all of my photos for social media on the same day. I'll obviously change outfits and things like that so that they're not all the same photo, but I try to do that all on the same day and just crank it out, right? So that way I don't have to worry about every single day. I'm like, oh my God, I don't have a picture, or oh my God, I don't have this or that or the other. I can crank it all out in one day while I actually have my makeup on and my hair done and I'm not looking like straight up homeless, okay? So that's what happens on Fridays. Saturday and Sunday are random. Those are the days that I kind of do whatever I want. If I want to do fun things with my family, because obviously my husband is off work on the weekends as well, working on him being off work all the time. We're working on retiring him from his teaching job as well, which is super exciting. But Saturdays and Sundays are like family time, you know, shopping, whatever, treating myself, some self-care. And you should always be working self-care somewhere into your schedule. If you don't work self-care into your schedule somewhere, like, I am telling you, you're gonna burn out. Like, you're gonna burn out pretty quickly, actually. It's just so important. Like, you need to make sure that you're working in time. If you're not going to do it for yourself, do it for the people around you. Do it for your family. Do it for your team. Do it for the people that have to, you know, deal with you on a daily basis, so to speak. Because honestly, guys, it's not really about you anymore, right? When you have a business, when you have a team, especially in social selling, you have people that trusted you to join you. Like, it's not just about you anymore. It's about those people, and it's about the impact that you're making on those people. And if you burn out and disappear, or you're not doing the things that you said you would do as a leader, like, it's affecting them, right? Not to mention your family. It's affecting your family. When you're burnt out, when you're tired, when you're cranky, when you're overworked, when you're stressed, everyone around you feels that, right? And so if not even for yourself, do it for the people around you. Work in self-care somewhere, okay? Because you cannot pour from an empty cup. And if you are not practicing self-care regularly, at least sometime, working it in somewhere in your week, your cup's gonna run out real friggin' quick. Okay, so make sure, and it could look like anything. It could be a trip to the gym. It could be, you know, getting your nails done, getting a pedicure. I know for me personally, it's literally just alone time, rocking out to some music, or sometimes I do like to go get my nails and my toes did. Okay. I do like a nice, or a massage. Massages are really nice. Like, it could be anything. It could be whatever you feel is self-care, okay? But just do it. Do it sometime throughout the week. Trust me, it needs to get done. And then, of course, on top of all of that stuff, like the things that I'm blocking off daily, on top of that, I am also doing, like, I've themed my days, right? But I'm still doing things daily to keep my business moving forward, to keep myself, you know, in momentum, right? And that's my daily income producing activities, my daily IPAs, as I like to call them. And those are the small list of things that I need to do daily to keep my business, keep the needle moving forward, right? And everybody has this. Everybody's got like some kind of daily method of operation, like all kinds of stuff. If you don't have one, you need to get one set, okay? You need to be doing a handful of things every single day to move your business forward. I do a certain list. I give my team a certain list. And these don't have to take a long time, guys. They could take anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour tops, right? It doesn't have to take a long time. These are real quick, simple things that you need to do in your business daily. The other things that you do in your business can look very different day to day. Like I kind of showed you, with what I do daily in my own personal business. But make your own schedule and then add your tasks and then just freaking do it. Do it. Like, don't fall behind. I'm telling you, whenever you do skip days and everything, like, it snowballs and it piles up, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, like, I can't get any of this shit done. And you don't want to get into that position, right? So hopefully this was helpful for you. Hopefully this will help you kind of map out your days and time block some days to kind of help you stay a little bit more organized. Guys, I'm telling you, the less you task switch, the better off your brain is going to handle what it is that you're putting it through, like trying to get all of the things done in your business. So hopefully that was helpful for you. If it was, screenshot this, y'all. Screenshot it. Put it in your Instagram stories. I so, so appreciate it whenever you guys do that. It fills my heart. And I love seeing the feedback. I love seeing the aha moments. I love seeing the takeaways. I love all of that stuff. So screenshot it. Tag me in it. Post it to your stories. I will repost them to mine so that I'm spreading the love all over. And guys, I appreciate you. And I'm going to talk at you later. Bye. Oh, damn. That was a good one. Thank you guys so much for listening. I absolutely appreciate it. I would love it if you subscribed and left me some feedback in a comment or a review. So, quick question. Do you want some free resources to help you blow up your network marketing business, your social selling business, direct sales, whatever you want to call it? I'm talking like workbooks, guides, Instagram information, all kinds of free video training. All of it's for free. It's free 99, you guys. If you do, go to thatsocialmarketingchick.com. There's all kinds of stuff there that I know is going to help you recruit more, sell more, and blow this thing up. I'll talk to you later. Bye.